Today, we continue with lesson number 26 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today, we will learn the seventh perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hey. Here, we're going to learn, here and in the next Mishnah, some basic rules about a get given al tanai. A get where a condition is stipulated. Now the general principle in the laws of tanai, the laws of conditions, transactions done on the condition, that if a person says such and such is the case, on the condition, al manas, that you do, that X happens. So then when X happens, the transaction is in effect as of the moment it was stipulated. So if I say today, I'm giving you a gift of $1,000 on the condition that it rains tomorrow, when it rains tomorrow, the money is yours as of today. Similarly with a get, if a man says to his wife, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you give me $1,000. So as soon as she gives him $1,000, maybe it takes her a week to drum up the cash, but after a week she gives him $1,000, she's divorced from the time he made the deal, from the time he said to her and gave her the get. The principle is here, kol ha'omer almanas ka'omer me'achshov domi. If a person says, on the condition that, it's as if he said, the transaction is taking place, taking effect now, on the condition that something happens later. When that event happens later, then the transaction begins now. So, hareze gitech almanas shetitni li mosayim zuz. The person says, I'm giving you this get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Hareze megureshes v'tite. So she's megureshes today. He said to her, here's your get Monday. She's divorced Monday. And she should go, she wants to be divorced, we presume, so she should go find the money and give it to him. When she gives him the money, in a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a year from now, she is divorced then, effective today. By the way, this is true even if the actual document is lost. Doesn't make a difference. She's received the get today. It's dependent upon some condition. The meanwhile, the get's lost, torn, burnt, whatever. But when that condition happens in 6 months, in a year, she's divorced as of today, and today she got the paper. Almanas shetitni li mikan v'ad shloshim yom. Suppose he says, you're divorced, here's your divorce today, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz within 30 days. So he's giving a term during which he wants the money. If she gives him the money within 30 days, she's divorced. But if 30 days go by and she hasn't given to him the money, and on day 31, 36, 42, she gives him the money, she's not divorced. We don't say that the husband didn't really mean dafka 30 days. He meant, I want the money as soon as possible. You know what? Get it to me in 30 days. Hoping that she'll do that. But if he gets it in 60 days, it's also okay. We don't say that. No. He made a tanai. The tanai is 30 days. If the tanai is fulfilled and she gives it to him within 30 days, she's divorced as of today. If she lets 30 days go by and she does not give him the money, she is not divorced. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So here we have again a chisurei mechzer. The Gemara reads into the Mishnah at this point the following words. Ha'omer li'ishto. A man says to his wife, Hareze giteich almanas shetitni li itztelisi. This is your get of the condition that you give me my cloak, my itztelis. So she says, fine. She goes to the wardrobe. The cloak is not there. She's not divorced. He wants the cloak. That's the condition. No cloak, no divorce. However, along comes Rav Shimon Gamliel and says, no, she can say, The cloak is lost, but I know the cloak. I bought it in the local department store, and the cloak cost me $114.99. So here's the money. I'm giving you $114.99. You got your cloak. You don't have your cloak, you can buy a new cloak. So that way you'll see, Shimon Gamliel says, that's fine. What's the difference, the cloak or the value of the cloak? Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ma'aseh b'Tzidon. The story happened in Tzidon. Be'echot she'omar li'ishto, a man said to his wife, Hareza giteh ha'manasha titni li itzdelisi. Here is your get in the condition that you're giving my itzdelis, my cloak. V'yavda itzdelisa, when the cloak was lost. V'yamru chachomim, the chachomim said, ti tein lo estomeho. Let her give him the value of the cloak. Let her write a check for whatever the cloak costs, and he's got his cloak, and she's divorced. Next Mishnah continues with the rules of Tnoim in Mishnah 6, laws of conditions. Hareza giteich, a person says to his wife, here's your divorce today. Al menas shetishamshi esaba, on the condition that you will serve my father, you will wait upon him, you'll take care of him, you'll tend to him. Or, al menas shetiniki espini, on the condition that you nurse my son, my baby. Now, Gemara will explain here that if she serves the father for one day, she's done it. The condition was, you'll serve my father. She served my father. He didn't say serve her, serve him 365 days a year for the next 12 years. He said serve him. So she served him one morning. She brought him coffee. Finished. She's divorced. Similarly, if she takes the baby and nurses him, she's divorced. The condition was, on the condition that you can nurse him, she nursed him. Then the Gemara is, kama hi meni katu. I mean, suppose she didn't divorce him until he was, she didn't nurse him until he was 16. Is she still divorced? No. She has a divorce. She has to nurse him within 2 years. Shtei shonim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shmona osa chodesh. 18 months. So she can do one nursing, but it's got to be within, according to Tanakhama, within 2 years, the first 2 years of the baby's life. And Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months. Meis habein, suppose the baby dies before she has the chance to nurse him. Osha Mesoav, or the father dies before she has a chance to take care of him. So the Tanai was not fulfilled, and therefore we might think that there is no divorce. Says the Mishnah, no Harezer get, there is a divorce. Because we understand, the husband wasn't trying to torment her. He needed someone to take care of his father tomorrow. He needed someone to nurse the baby at least once. So once she does it, she's divorced. However, now they're dead, the baby or the father. He doesn't need her services anymore. So it's fine for him to let the divorce go through. He only stipulated that condition because he needed someone to take care of his father. He needed someone to nurse his baby. But if the baby is dead or the father is dead, he doesn't need them and he doesn't need her services anymore. So there's no more any condition. We understand that he's not stipulating a condition under such circumstances. And therefore she's divorced. Hareza get. However, Hareza giteich al menas shetishamshi es abo shtei shonim. Suppose he says, here is your get, on the condition that you continue to serve my father for 2 years. 2 years, I want you there every morning. Make sure he has breakfast. Do his laundry and clean up the house and answer his phone calls for 2 years. Or, al menasha taniki es benish teishonim. I've got a baby. Maybe it's her baby, another wife's baby, whatever. And he needs her to nurse the baby for 2 years. And he said in his condition, 2 years. In such a case, she's not divorced until the 2 years are up and she has indeed served the father or nursed the baby. In such a condition, if the son baby dies, or the father dies before the 2 years are up, or the father says, I don't want this girl around me. I don't like her. She's not a good cook. She makes me lousy breakfast. She can't scramble eggs. All right? And even if he says so, shelo b'hakpada, not that he says, I can't stand her, she can't scramble eggs. She didn't do anything wrong, but he doesn't want her. I can take care of myself. All right? Ain't no get. Nevertheless, it's not a get. The get is dependent upon a condition. The condition has not been reached. The father died, the baby died, the father says, I don't wanna. Doesn't make a difference. The stipulated t'nai was not fulfilled. She is not divorced. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Kozeh Get, that in such a circumstance, when the father said, I don't want her, I don't need a maid. And he didn't say it out of anger. He didn't say, I don't need a maid like this because she can't cook, she can't clean, she can't do anything. He says, I don't want her because I want to be independent. Then, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it is a get. Or, if the father dies, or the child dies. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had the following rule. If the reason that the condition was not fulfilled is not because of her, it's not because one day she decided to take a day off and didn't serve with the father every day for 2 years. It's not because one day she decided, I'm not going to nurse this baby, I got other things to do. And it wasn't because she was a lousy maid and the father said, I can't take it anymore, get out of here. No, it wasn't because of her that the t'nai was not fulfilled. But it was rather because the baby died, the father died, the father wanted to be independent. In such a case, hareze a get, it is a get, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's only not a get if she's at fault for the stipulated t'nai, not stipulated condition not being fulfilled. But if it's not her fault, something else happened, that she couldn't keep the deal, the condition of 2 years of service or 2 years of nursing or whatever, then according to Shimon Gamliel, the get would take effect, the t'nai would be considered fulfilled.